I'm Carol Hills, here for Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. July 4th is coming a little early this year, at least for us here in Boston. The Boston Pops usually have their big concert right on the night of the 4th, followed by nationally televised fireworks. But there's been a last-minute decision to move it all up a day. Blame it on Hurricane Arthur. It's the first Atlantic hurricane of the season. And along with the shuffling of events here in Boston, it's causing trouble farther south, including North Carolina, which is being hit by significant coastal flooding. That kind of flooding, usually called a storm surge, is becoming more and more of a problem as sea levels rise around the world. And that's why, just in time for Arthur, we now have a way to see what kind of storm surges a big coastal storm might bring with it. It's the country's first real-time storm surge map. The World's environment editor Peter Thompson spoke earlier today with the guy who headed up the project. His name is Jamie Rome, and he runs the storm surge unit at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Actually, this is a pretty revolutionary step forward in our ability to predict and communicate storm surge. In the past, we relied primarily on text products to communicate a storm surge, which it's very hard to talk about a hazard that varies on a local scale, you know, meaning it could be, you know, 1 foot of surge in one spot and then 5 feet of surge right down the road. And so the new feature that was launched for this storm for the first time ever provides high resolution mapping that helps viewers to visualize where the water could go, and people can zoom in and then see how their community might be impacted by storm surge.
For those of our listeners who don't live on or near the coast, tell me a little bit about storm surge, what it is, and why a tool like this is so important.
So storm surge, is in the simplest form, is just the force of the wind in a hurricane or a winter storm just driving the ocean towards the land. And if the winds are strong enough, it pushes the water over the land and up rivers and into tidal tributaries and all these areas. And you know, one of the things we've historically been challenged with storm surge is we could convince people right along the beach that the ocean has a potential to invade their home. That was a relatively easy sell. But what was really, really hard is to convince people that might be 10, 15, 20 miles inland that salt water could invade their homes. It just seems so mentally impossible that it was really hard to get these people to evacuate during a storm. What this new map does is enable them to visually see, you know, the water can, in fact, impact inland communities.
Now, obviously, storm surge has been a problem for as long as there have been hurricanes, which goes back to way before there were even people. But my understanding is that this is going to be more and more of a problem in the United States and around the world as sea levels rise and things get dicier in the climate of the near future.
Yeah, so there's two reasons why my job will get increasingly difficult as we march along. First and foremost, coastal population trends are going up, meaning people are moving to the coastline. So that means more people, more things, harder evacuations. The other thing is the ocean or sea level was rising, and that's happening regardless of one's view of climate change and what's causing it. The ocean is absolutely rising. And that provides a higher base for storm surges to form upon. And so if the sea level is rising, even by relatively small amounts, say a half a foot or a foot, that'll make coastal communities far more vulnerable to future storm surge events.
And looking back, I mean, obviously we've had a number of major storms in which storm surge has been an issue in the last decade or so. How might this tool have helped us in the case of Sandy or Katrina or Ike?
It's always hard to look back and say, you know, what would have been. I can tell you what people have told me. You know, people who were on the ground level during Sandy said that having this capability during Sandy would have significantly changed the story that occurred.
Looking ahead, is this kind of system available anywhere else in the world? Will it be anytime soon?
Nothing this sophisticated and complex, to my knowledge, exists anywhere else in the world. In fact, other countries have approached the Hurricane Center wanting to know about this approach, interested in how we implemented it, interested in what we did. My guess is this new capability will not only influence the future of storm surge forecasting here in the U.S., but perhaps globally.
Jamie Rome runs the Storm Surge Unit at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He spoke with the World's Environment Editor, Peter Thompson.